talking about the World Cup coming to town in 2026 and Jerry's AT&T Stadium hosting many, many matches. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about that subject is the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Well, congrats on getting the World Cup.
Well, it is. and this is exciting. We're happy to welcome FIFA to the Metroplex. I guess I'm just really glad to finally bring some real football to AT&T Stadium. No, we're funning with that, and we are, but we didn't. And I do need to give a big thank you and appreciations to Stephen, because Stephen has really been heading up this project for us, and he's been working hard on it while I've been busy prowling the streets of Dallas looking for random DoorDash drivers that I can issue some justice to. So,
okay, that's your new thing?
That was just an accident, right?
I mean, I had a wrong order when I was younger that psychologically scarred me, so I've kind of turned into a vigilante.
Oh, man.
Isn't that what you call a vigilante?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
And that's, I guess, a parent's sister that holds vigils. Is that right?
No.
Okay. But I'm bar happy as well as pleased. And we're going to do this. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So how much do you know? Do you follow soccer at all? Do you watch much soccer? Or?
Oh, this is soccer.
Yeah. You just told it was football, huh?
They said football, so I just assumed that it was something that would be a good fit for our stadium. Well, look for me to cancel this thing, man.
You can't do that.
No, I did. You know, can I issue an apology here?
Sure.
I made Emmett Smith really mad.
Oh, no.
Because in order to make this happen, I had to compromise.
You did?
I did. And I know that Emmett, he never compromises. And but I made a compromise. I compromised my most deeply held belief to make this happen, in fact.
What is that?
I agreed to let them close the curtains for this.
What?
Whoa.
We were just wondering about that.
It hurts. Yeah, it does. I'd made a promise to myself a long time ago that I'd never close those curtains, no matter how much sense it made. And in order to get the event at this stadium, I had to say that I was okay with them closing the curtains. And I think I'm okay with that now. It's important enough to have the event there that I will allow them to do this, because it means an S ton of money for me. Oh, my God. They're paying me so much money. I mean, every time my heart broke, imagining them stadium curtains closing, I just imagine how happy I'm going to be taking that stadium rental money and concession proceeds down to the bank to deposit. Yeah.
Well, I think you ought to take this on to the Cowboys because, I mean, it obviously affects, you know, the on-field performance.
Can I say this?
Uh-huh.
There's two places in which I make big deposits, banks and gate agents. All right, now on to your question, Jordan.
Yeah. I was just saying that if you do it for the World Cup games, then why not do it for the Cowboys when it affects on-field performance?
I don't care about on-field performance. When have I ever cared about on-field performance?
Well, you should. You're the.
I don't want to break tradition. The Cowboys is an organization of traditions. I don't want to break them. Hey, when I called Jean on her ship-to-shore phone and let her know that we got the FIFA, she said, I told you not to call me. And then I explained why I was calling her. And then I said, you don't understand, Jean. This means more modern art money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this means more modern art money laundering opportunities, in fact. She really got a kick out of that joke. It was just a joke.
Just a joke.
No money laundering involved in modern art.
None.
That's what I use NFTs for. Anyway. So now what I got to do is I got to learn me some soccer.
Yep.
Yeah. I bet your grandkids could teach you.
Yeah, I'm going to get Spalding to teach me about it. As a matter of fact, this past weekend, I was at the Y watching his little team play. And although it was a little uncomfortable because his team was playing the Powder Puffs. And as you guys may know, the Powder Puffs is Jerry Jr.'s team. So I had a hard time rooting there. Do I root for, you know, my grandson, or do I root for his uncle, you know, who's playing opposite
of
him?
They're playing youth soccer together. That's wild.
Yeah. But, yeah, they both are involved in youth soccer pretty heavy. So, but we're happy. We're excited, and we're happy.
Yeah, we all are.
It's very exciting to a lot that goes on.
Very exciting. And I just want to thank you guys for having me on to promote it.
You bet. Anytime, Jerry.
Happy World Cup.
Yeah, happy World Cup to you.
Good to be here.
All right.
Good to thank you.
All right, we'll see you.